The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Before we get into today's episode, I do have a proposition for those of you looking for additional revenue streams in your detailing business. I've been working with a local blender here that has a, they're doing a direct-to-consumer brand, or a house brand, if you will. They have a consumer line that comes in mainly 16-ounce bottles and a professional line that's gallons. It's what I've been using a lot and kind of had a lot of say and input on that line and what I liked, what I didn't like, messing with blends, and that's been a lot of fun. But they are currently looking for detailers that want to distribute their product. So if you own a shop or if you're just looking, if you already own a detail supply and you kind of know how that whole thing runs, I think I have a lot of those people that kind of, I call it ghost following, that kind of ghost follow me that are either distributors of other car care chemicals, are detailers that have a detail shop, or sorry, detailers that have a detail shop that also sell product, that are looking to sell product. And after looking at it myself, I can assure you the margins that this company offers are double, if not triple, what some of these other leading manufacturers give in the margin department. So if you're looking for a high margin product company that's just starting out, looking for distributors, and looking to grow with detailers and detail brands, why don't you just send me a message, send me an email, Jimbo at Auto Detailing Podcast or Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or whatever. But if you're interested in picking up an additional product line, or maybe picking up a product line for the first time, and you're looking for a company that offers big margins, not this 20-30% crap, send me a message and I'll put you in contact with the right people. But I work with them. They're like, hey, Jimbo, do you know anyone that would be interested in being a distributor? And I'm like, probably. Let me put it out to my following. So here we go. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 355 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. And today what we're going to be talking about is how to diversify your services and what that actually does to your business, to your bottom line, to a lot of things. So this episode, before we get into it, this episode is brought to you by AutoFiber.com. And one of the reasons why I love partnering with AutoFiber is how innovative they are. They don't follow the leader. They are the leaders when it comes to microfiber and accessories, really, microfiber accessories. So one of the latest accessories that they offer that I think is awesome are actually two different things. They offer little baggies that they could actually dye sublimate your company name on it. It's little, I don't know what the size is, but they're fairly little, just big enough for a couple microfiber towels and maybe a detail spray or a couple 16-ounce bottles. And what these are great for is if you want to give, say you have a high-end client or a client that is getting a coating done or something like that, and you want to give them maintenance, like a detail spray, a little maintenance kit, right? They have these baggies and you can imprint your logo on it. They're relatively inexpensive, and I think it's a very good gift for someone who spends a lot of money with you. They also have these new bags. I don't think they're quite out yet, but Ian has kind of hinted at them and posted a couple pictures of them, and they're basically laundry bags for your microfiber towels. And again, you can have dedicated bins for your towels, and then you could use it as a way to transport them back and forth to the laundry. Anyway, all that you could check out at AutoFiber.com. And if you use my code Jimbo, you could save some money. Ian's also going to be at SEMA. And so you can stop by the SEMA booth, AutoFiber SEMA booth. They're going to be in the North Hall this year, which is awesome. I'm going to be by there quite a bit as well. So what I want to talk about today and what kind of got me thinking of it is I'm in my detailing business. It's kind of where I've been trying to focus as a way to separate myself from the competition, and that is to diversify my services and do services that are a little bit out of the norm. And here's where I got the idea. So a couple years ago, I took a 1 week hands-on, it was like a 40-hour training for PDR or paintless dent repair. And what I learned, and the reason that drew me to it is because PDR has such a, the margins alone are great, but they're able to charge so much more than detailing. And I couldn't figure out why. And I couldn't figure out, you know, why is a dent guy able to charge, say, $150 and work for 20 minutes and the customer doesn't complain? That doesn't make sense to me. When, you know, if a detailer were to charge $120 and work for 20 minutes, our customer, at least in my area, would be all over me saying that that's way too much money. How could I be so bold to think that I could charge so much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And I thought, this is the reason. For PDR, the alternative is that you have to take your car to a body shop, right? So you have a dent or a ding or whatever. If you take it to a body shop, that comes with a bunch of other issues, right? Maybe they're going to overcharge you. Maybe you don't know of a body shop. Maybe you're worried that they're going to repaint a panel. There's all these like additional inconvenient things that come along with taking your car to a body shop, right? You have to go there. That's kind of the first thing. You got to go there. You got to get an estimate. Are they going to want to go through insurance? You don't really want to go through insurance. There's all these pain points. And so the alternative option is to call a paintless dent repair guy, right? And that is significantly more, significantly less expensive, because we equate going to the body shop, it's probably going to be $500 at least, right? If not more, because maybe that's your deductible or whatever your deductible may be, $1,200, $1,500. So when the PDR guy comes out and says, yeah, I can fix that. Wait, not only did the PDR guy come to their house or their driveway or maybe a shop, right? But a very non-threatening environment. And then he's willing to fix it. I don't have to get it repainted. He's going to fix it super fast. I don't have to get a rental car. I don't have to worry about that whole shuffle. I don't have to drop my car, worry about a ride, all that. He's going to fix it right now within 20 minutes. And it's going to be like a fifth or a tenth of the cost of a body shop. Of course you're going to do that, right? And when you think about that logically, it makes total sense. And rightfully so, as the PDR guy, that's amazing if you can make 120, 150, whatever, in 20 minutes. Rough numbers just for my example. So when I thought about the detailing space, why we can't do this is because we as detailers are the equivalent to the body shop. And the equivalent to the PDR tech coming to your house or you going to the PDR tech shop is a car wash. So unfortunately, we're backwards from the PDR industry, right? So of course, that's why we always get jammed up with, well, I'm just going to take it to the car wash down the corner, well, or down the street. It's like, well, we know as detailers that they're going to get an inferior service for X, Y, and Z, whatever, and we can go down that route if we chose to. But that is our uphill battle that we're battling as detailers. And so, sure, we can bat that with phenomenal customer service. We can bat that with exceptional service when they get it. And we're not doing more damage to the car than helping the car, right? We are actually helping the car. We are fixing real issues. Unlike the argument that could be made for the local car wash is that they're doing more damage than good, right? Even though they may be cheaper, they're doing more damage, but that damage accrues over a longer period of time. So it's hard for customers to justify the extra spend when they can't really see it. And so I think that's why we have issues as well. But I want to talk about if you diversify your services or have additional service offerings, you make yourself and you make your shop or your business more valuable to the customer. Sorry, I'm probably going to have to go through and edit some of my issues going on here. You make yourself more valuable to the customer, but also you can use it as a top of the funnel, if you will, way to get people in for your detailing services. And I think that's what we're starting to see. Sorry, I had to drink some coffee. That's why I think we're starting to see people have success with clear bra, coatings, whatever. And even let's take ceramic coatings for the first example as a way to diversify or to separate yourself. And that's what it is. You're separating yourself through diversification of your services. So let's take ceramic coatings. Why are detailers in love with ceramic coatings? It's because for the one of the first times, it's really brought some serious money into the detailing industry. It's brought some serious money to detailers and really been able to allow them to grow into these really established businesses, right? And it's awesome. I think it's great. And what we haven't been able to do is the car washes don't do them yet. Some do, but most of them don't, right? Because most car washes are doing express services. They can't really be done by the customer in their driveway, right? I had an experience with that last week of a DIYer who applied the coating but forgot to remove it. So there's that scared element that enters the fray, similar to PDR. You know, a customer doesn't know how to remove a dent out of their car and they're messing with car paint and gets sticky for the consumer. So therefore, you can raise your price on that and you can demand a higher price because it's a higher skill set that not the average person can do or has the perception that the average person can do. And that's the problem that we have, again, with the detailing industry, is that the perception of the service that we offer is very simple to do, even though we know as detailers that it's not as simple as it looks. But coatings, for a great example, and I think if you're listening to this, you would agree that the reason why we're able to demand so much money for it is the fact that it does take a skill, a special skill, to apply it and not mess it up, right? Now, can a consumer buy a coating, figure out, watch a few YouTube videos on how to do it and actually do it? Of course. But if you look at the general customer that's going to be able to afford a coating, they're not going to want to take all the time to learn it and then risk it on, say, a brand new Tesla, right? The majority of clients aren't going to want to do that. So therefore, again, you can demand more money. And then from there, that customer, so I talked about the top of the funnel, that customer comes in for a coating and then can funnel down and can get your express services, your maintenance services, the rest of your quote unquote general detailing services, because they came to you for a specialty item. And so what I'm expressing through this podcast and what I'm trying to get across is that if you become more specialized, AKA and do that, and one way to do that is just to diversify your service. But if you become more specialized, you become more valuable. Again, adding value to people's life is how you can make money and make more money. So we have that. So another service to diversify with would be emblem removal or debadging. Doing RVs is a great way to diversify your service. Or even work trucks that can't make it through a car wash tunnel. And one that I'm really liking right now that's really, really profitable, and I hope a lot of people take me up on this, is vinyl sticker removal. It is big, big, big money. I just did a vinyl sticker removal today on an RV that was wrapped, and then it was wrapped for a brand, and then they wanted to get it taken off. And if you get the vinyl before it's cracked, it's a really simple job. And if you get it when it's cracked, that kind of brings up some other issues and can be tedious. But that's how you can scale your business too. So you can stick a couple employees on that job because you know it's going to be tedious but also high paying. And then you can go out and do other services, other high-end services. And so the ploy here is to diversify your service. And I'm watching and I'm seeing some of these companies and these detail shops that were, you know, they started out, you know, many years ago, but since I started following along with them, since I started the podcast, maybe 4 or 5 years, and they were detailing only. Some people were mobile detailing only, transitioned into a shop. That was a big That was a big jump for them. Were so successful at that, started diversifying their services with clear bra, window tint, wraps, even color changes to the cars. And that actually took over their business, and they became a, you know, and it's funny, I see their branding and their marketing and all that, and it's like, oh yeah, now they're the clear bra wrap shop that also does detailing, whereas a couple years ago they were detailing, a detailing shop that did some clear film and some wrap stuff. But again, clear film, clear bra, wraps, stuff like that is not something that the general public can do, and it does take a special skill set to know how to do it. Again, a diversification of services, adding additional value to your services will increase revenue, increase opportunity. So, but I want this to be applicable for, you know, people, guys just starting out, and they're, you know, oh man, this car wash down the street for me just opened, and, you know, they're doing $5 early bird specials, and how am I supposed to compete with that? And my general rule of thumb and my general answer to that is you're not going to compete with that, because the person willing to go get a $5 car wash is not the person that you really want as your customer, unless their car's scratched the heck and all that. So I think a lot of people get twisted with, oh no, how am I supposed to compete with this super cheap person that just entered the neighborhood? It's like, you don't, they're not your competitor. And it's funny that I see people talk crap on people like that, because it's like, if you think that's your competition, then maybe you should reevaluate your business model. And so it doesn't take that many customers to make a successful detailing business. And so, so I just really wanted to talk about diversification of services. Don't be afraid to, I remember even when I first got started, swirl mark removal, like buffer induced swirl marks, was the thing that people wanted. It wasn't paint. It was paint enhancement at best. It wasn't even really, it wasn't full blown paint correction. It was just, because what was happening in 2008, 2009, at least in my neck of the woods, was that a lot of people, the recession was in full swing. So people were keeping their cars longer. And so they were getting their cars either repainted or fixed up because they needed to keep it longer, because that was a lot cheaper than a car payment. So I made a ton of money from, so they would take it to the body shop, get it repainted, then the body shop would put in these buffer-induced swirl marks, and then it would be super unsightly, and they would want them fixed. So then I would, you know, that was kind of my niche in the very beginning, was I could remove those buffer-induced swirl marks. They didn't want paint perfection. Half the time it was like, hey, can you just do it on this side of the car? A lot of times they didn't even want it done for the full car. It was just the side of the car that got repainted, or the couple panel that got repainted. But that's an easy day right there. Expectations are low, but you know, the dramatic turnaround is high. And so, but again, that's just one way to diversify your service too. But emblem removal, wrap removal is, I'm telling you, incredibly profitable for me right now. And here's the thing too, that if you go to run Google ads or Facebook ads or ads in general, you can run ads for those very specific services. And though your click-through rate and your reach maybe won't be as high, the customers that you, your closure rate of landing that customer will be very high, because it's a very niche down thing. And if you pop up first, that's a lot easier to get to that first spot ranking, and a lot higher closure rate of actually landing that customer. So just like today, a hard day for me, to be honest, as I did this wrap removal on this RV, because on the tongue and on the nose and the rear of it had been pretty oxidized. The vinyl had been, but it was just patience and heat, but my hands are pretty sore and my body's a little sore. I haven't worked that hard in a while. So anyway, I don't want to extend this out too long, but diversify, diversify, diversify. Maybe that means subbing some work out. We've had past people on the podcast that sub additional services out. But again, if you're in a part of the country or part of the world where you deal with weather and snow and all that, you know, you can diversify and you slow down during winter. Shoot, I haven't seen it lately, but you know, people, some detailers shut down completely during the winter because the weather is that severe in their neck of the woods. So, but what if you did a salt removal or did something to diversify to keep your service top of mind? You could do the winter prep, you could do the summer prep, the fall prep, you know, the seasonal prep on the car. But what about even maintaining that car through those winter months? I think it's kind of something that doesn't get talked about a lot. So interior still get beat. You know, I step a little bit outside of my realm of what I understand when I start talking about, you know, states that get weather and the type of services that you could offer during those weirder weather months, because it's not my experience, right? It's not what I deal with. So, but I can only imagine the interiors get just wrecked during the winter months. And same with the cars. I mean, you know, and if you can make a compelling argument as to your customers as to why they should still use your services during those winter months, that's really again, you're creating value to your customer. You're explaining why they need to still use you, even though it's negative 40 out. So with that, let me know if you guys are going to be at SEMA this year. Of course, I just wanted to jump on and do this episode solo again, because I'm really gearing up for SEMA, and I'm really gearing up and trying to kind of schedule and coordinate everything going on there. So to try to, you know, find other guests in the meantime has been, I just really haven't had the time to dedicate to it. So that's why I'm doing these solo episodes. They're a little bit easier to pump out and get going. But yeah, without further ado, what else? I do have a, I'm going to put that as the intro for this episode. So by this time, you've already heard it. So, all right, guys, I will catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to my rant. See ya.